Hi there, Dylan Gallagher here, founder of Emily Now, with another Emily Now episode. We're titling this one, Where to Find Money to Grow Your Business, because here at Emily Now, that's our goal. Our goal is to help you increase your profits, to help you increase the value of your business so that your business can do more. And we do that by talking about and addressing finance and efficiency and profit type topics that entrepreneurs and business owners can benefit from. So in this episode, what we want to do is help you to understand where to find the money that you need to grow your business, because oftentimes it can be tricky to do that. And a recent study out by the Business Development Bank of Canada said that the number one issue facing entrepreneurs and businesses is that they don't know where to access money to grow their business. So I thought I'd break it down into three things for you. Every business that grows either grows intentionally, meaning they execute on a plan and they go forth and they multiply and they do great, or they grow unintentionally because their product or their service is just in such high demand that they have no choice but to add staff and to get going and to grow. Either of those options is going to require money, and the money is going to come from one of three places, to make it really, really simple. It's going to come from your cash flow, it's going to come from a lender, or it's going to come from an investor. Very few businesses are in the position to grow out of cash flow. What I mean by that is that most businesses use all of their cash to run their business. And oftentimes the gap between their receivables and their payables doesn't leave a lot of surplus cash to invest in things like facilities, technology, marketing campaigns, etc. There's never a bag of money just sitting around waiting to be utilized and to be used to grow a business. So many businesses can't grow out of cash flow. Now, the exception to this are businesses that don't have any inventory. Maybe they don't even have a product or a service, and all they're doing is selling their time. So think of a law firm, an accounting firm, maybe an IT company. Those types of companies can grow to cash flow because their margins tend to be really, really good, and they're selling their time. So, the markup on time is pretty simple math. Versus a business that creates a product or delivers a service that requires subcontractors to help fulfill the service, etc. Oftentimes the cash just gets used in the normal course of business, and so it's not sitting around waiting to invest. So you can grow your business out of cash flow, but the chances are that if you're like most businesses out there, your margins just simply aren't high enough to produce enough cash that can be reinvested into your business. So then you got to do one of two things. You've either got to borrow the money, or you've got to find an outside investor or investors to invest into your business and give you and take equity for your business. So you can borrow debt, you can get investors, that's equity. And those are the two ways that you can grow your business in some shape or form. There's hundreds of different ways that you can structure a debt deal or an equity deal or a quasi debt equity deal or a mezzanine debt deal or you get the point. There's lots of different ways, but basically you're going to grow out of the cash that your business generates. You're going to borrow against what you think the business is going to do in the future based on the history, because that's what a bank is going to look at, or you're going to try and pitch investors, family, friends, private equity companies, or rich people, in essence, to invest into your business and take equity or take ownership. And that, those are generally speaking the three ways that you find money to grow your business. Now, in this report that says that the biggest thing that business owners are concerned about is where to find money to grow their business, they also said that most entrepreneurs and business owners will talk to their network of people in their peer group to ask for direction or to ask for advice on, hey, how do I grow my business? Where do I find the money to grow my business? Sometimes they'll go to their accountant or their lawyer, and their accountant or their lawyer may be able to give them a definition of who they'd want to talk to, much like I'm doing here, but they may not be able to actually put you in touch with somebody. And so the shameless plug here for Emily Now is that we can help you find that capital. Our platform is completely debt-based, which means that of the assortment. If you wanted to borrow money to grow your business, so you wanted to borrow against the future based on the history of your business, then the assortment of lenders in the marketplace in Canada, there's more than 400 of them. Our platform can help you do that. We can help you get a simple request out to the marketplace so that you can see what bankers and lenders think of your business and whether or not they would be interested. And then if you want to take it to the next step, then we can actually help you put your deal together in a format and in a structure that helps a bank or a lender understand exactly what it is that your business wants to do and whether or not they can help you. So getting money to grow a business can be really difficult. And it can be difficult for lots of reasons. Many times you don't have somebody on your team that understands how to go and get the money. They don't even understand whether or not you can grow out of cash flow, whether you should borrow against the future, whether you should find an investor, or how to do a combination of any one or all three of those things to get the money that you need to grow. So that can be a big problem, that there's nobody on your team. But even if there was somebody on your team, it's not as if that particular individual would merit being on your payroll, because when your business is growing, it's typically a single point in time that you need somebody to help you, and then they can leave. And then when you get to the next milestone, then you need their help again. So how do you find someone that's kind of like an armchair CFO slash finance expert slash etc.? Here at Emily Now, we'd love to help you with that. We would love to be able to help you understand where your business is now, where it needs to get to, and the capital options and ideas that you need or that your business needs in order to get there. And so we'd of course love the opportunity to help you do that. We've got a couple of different ways in which we can deliver that service to you, and you can check us out at emilynow.ca. But if you leave this episode with one idea in your mind, it's that the money to grow your business is there. The ability to understand the options that are available is tricky. That can be some work. It can, you know, it can be confusing. You may not know where to start, but that doesn't mean that you don't, that you shouldn't still pursue those options, because, you know, as the old saying goes, as I've heard the old saying goes, that there's always money for a good deal, but there isn't always a good deal to be found. And so if you think your business is, even if it's broken and it's in a state of being fixed right now, or if your business is just doing really, really well and you're just not sure how to get to the next level, you're not sure how to figure out the capital that you need, you're not really sure where you would go and get it, you're not even sure if you had it, how you'd manage it properly, you know, the options are there. The people, the bankers, the lenders, the investors, there's money out there waiting to go to a good deal, but there isn't always a good deal. So if your business happens to be that good deal, then let's talk. Let's figure out how to help your business get there. So lots of options. They're in the marketplace. Your business doesn't need to stand still. It can grow, and there are ways to do it without adding to your payroll to try and find really specialized people, and without spending all of your time in a ton of meetings with bankers and investors and your own finance team to try and figure out, do we grow out of cash? Do we borrow? Do we get some equity? Do we sell some of our business? Do we do a combination of all three? You know, those answers can be solved, and we would love to help you solve them. So hopefully what you take away from here is that the money to grow your business is gonna come from cash flow. It's gonna come because you borrow it. It's gonna come because you sell some of the equity in your business. Those are the three basic ways that you're going to be able to access money to grow your business. And there's lots of combinations of all of those three available to you. So hopefully you found this valuable, and we look forward to helping your business increase its profits and increase its value.